With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran's president has apologized to Gulf neighbors and Iranian missiles and drones hitting the region. He says that, well, the situation suggests that Tehran's political leaders could not exercise full command over the country's armed forces and that those attacks are coming on behalf of the military, not the politicians in power. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week. And she says that Operation Epic Fury is justified.
I think that if we had not moved forward with this, I do believe that Iran would be targeting us, Israel, and our other partners abroad. No doubt about it. They have nefarious activities in mind, and fortunately, we've been able to cut them off at the knees.
And Ernst spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week. The FBI investigating what it calls suspicious activities in its own system.
Those activities are on an internal system that the Bureau says contains sensitive information related to surveillance operations and investigations. The Bureau is working to determine the scope and impact of the problem. That's according to a notification sent to members of Congress that says the unnamed culprit is using sophisticated techniques.
That is Keith Peters reporting. Daylight saving time begins this weekend, as Larry Marino reports.
Daylight saving time begins Sunday. The clock springs forward by 1 hour, and we all lose an hour of sleep.
Try to get into an earlier routine of going to bed a little earlier, waking up a little earlier.
Dr. Manish Mehta with Optum Medical Group has some tips.
Having good sleep habits. You're sleeping in a dark room. There isn't light coming in.
The Carson doctor adds,
making sure you're getting plenty of sunlight during the day so your body knows when to be awake and when not to.
Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
This is SRN News. Ohio's fetal remains bill still on hold.
The legislation requires that any unborn baby killed by abortion receive a decent burial. But a state appellate court has ruled that the statute violates the abortion amendment that Ohio voters added to the state constitution in 2023. Under the fetal remains bill, abortion clinics would have to foot the bill for providing burial for the babies they abort. The appeals judges found that this might hamper the process of women obtaining abortions. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two women who are living as men are suing Kansas now over a new law there that bars them from changing the gender on their driver's licenses. The women who are being represented by the American Civil Liberties Union claim that the statute violates rights to privacy, personal autonomy, and due legal process guaranteed by the Kansas state constitution. The plaintiffs are also challenging new enforcement provisions for the state's three-year-old policy of barring people from using whichever restroom they want. This is SRN News. Oil price increases and a weak jobs report resulted in a down day on Wall Street Friday.
Price of oil shot to its highest level since 2023 after surging again because of the war with Iran. A weak update on the U.S. job market knocked stocks lower to cap Wall Street's worst week since October. The S&P 500 dropped 1.3% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged by as many as 945 points before finishing with a loss of 453. That's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 1.6%. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump says he and Congress need to address the expensive problem of paying college athletes. President brought together lawmakers, coaches, college presidents, and TV executives for a White House roundtable. He warned that the soaring cost of paying college athletes is harming schools and that the problem is only getting worse. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.